Well, good afternoon, everyone. Good to see all of you have come back from the feast now. Well, today is the second Sabbath after the Feast of Tabernacles. And this Sabbath is a special Sabbath in that the United Church of God recognizes that children are a blessing from God and that we follow the example of Jesus Christ in his blessing of little children. The ceremony today that you see after the sermonette today can be done private or in a public ceremony. In either case, parents have stepped forward in faith to seek and ask God's protection and blessing for their small children. And really, it's a beautiful ceremony. And it promotes the unity in the Church of God. Well, what is the process that we as adults can do to receive the protections and blessings from God? Well, I like to illustrate this process through a story. Coming home this year from the feast at Panama City Beach, Florida, I was on a crowded plane and I began to read a book, and I came across a story that really caught my attention. It's a story about a lieutenant from Pennsylvania who was accidentally discovered by the enemy. He immediately placed himself in God's hand. All he had time to do and say was, "Lord, it is up to you now." And before he could raise his rifle in self-defense, the enemy shot him at point-blank range. It struck him in the chest, and the force of that bullet knocked him flat on his back. His buddy standing next to him figured that he was dead, quickly grabbed his carbine out of his hands, and began to blast away at the enemy using his friend's carbine and his own carbine. His friend finished when no one was left. He turned around and he looked at his fallen buddy. And then the lieutenant opened his eyes. And by instinct, the lieutenant grabbed his chest where the wound would be. But there was no wound. Inside his jacket in his pocket was his Bible. Now, later on when it was safe, he looked at his Bible and there was this big gaping hole in the front of the Bible. And that bullet had raced right through Genesis and Exodus, all the way to nearly the middle of the Bible, and stopped at the 91st Psalm. He couldn't read it all, but from verse 7 on, he could read it. So let's turn our Bibles to Psalm 91. Let's read verse 7. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Lieutenant later said that, quote, "I didn't know that that verse was in the Bible, but precious God, I thank you for it." Now, God supernaturally revealed this scripture to him. I wonder how many of us really realize the full importance of this protection that is in Psalm 91. Now, God may not need to show his protection for us in such a dramatic way, but God has given his promise of protection that is just as reliable. This psalm, Psalm 91, contains the words of God that will greatly aid us to understand the depth of God's love and protection that he has for us. I believe that we need to take Psalm 91 as a thread and weave it into the tapestry of our lives to give us strength, to bring us closer to God. Psalm 91 is really about shelter. Soon the winter months, the rainy, wet, windy winter will come here in the Puget Sound area. Now, how comforting it is to sit by your fire, watch the fire in the fireplace there on a wet, windy day in the shelter of your own home. However, the winds of Hurricane Katrina hit. Many in their homes and their shelter could not stand up to the force, the intensity of the storm. What about the other storms in our lives? Financial, health, relationships. Well, there is only one true shelter, and that is in God. Let us read Psalms 1 again, verses 1 through 2. And it talks about this everlasting shelter. So verse 1, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I will trust. God lists a condition here that for us to abide in the shadow of the Almighty, we must choose to dwell in the shelter of the Most High. Verse 2 says that we're required to say, that is to speak out loud our trust in God, and in that there is power. So I encourage all of us to speak out loud when we're talking to God and in our thoughts and during our days. I recall watching the Discovery Channel one time, and I saw this mother hen out in this yard with all her chicks just running around. The camera scanned up in the sky, and there was this hawk flying around. And the shadow of that hawk went across the mother hen. She instinctively put her wings out and gave this distinctive sound of calling her chicks. And those chicks came from every part of that yard and hid underneath that hen's wings. Now, if that hawk was to get at the chicks, that hawk would have to go through that mother, the mother hen. Jesus said in Matthew 23, verse 7, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often I wanted you to gather your children the way a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you were unwilling. Brethren, God is willing to protect us. And how sad it is that people in this world are not willing to accept the protection that is being offered by God. God does not run here and there trying to cover us. God has made protection for us if we run to him and seek him. If we do that, the enemy will have to go through God to get to us. I'd like to read the rest of the psalm. We'll just go straight through it. I'll give a little comment at the end. We'll begin in verse 3. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler, that's a trapper, and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and your buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilent that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Psalm 91 is definitely a psalm of hope and protection. It's important to note that while we recognize that God will protect us, that does not mean that no harm will ever come to us. It does not say that people will never be touched by perilous times or even death. We will experience trouble in our lives. In verse 15, it says, if we call upon him, he will deliver us from those troubles. Many people have done that. Job, David, Paul, and others. And even Jesus Christ was delivered by God. Clearly, God's promise of protection does not mean that we arrogantly put ourselves in harm's way. That is not the case at all. And expecting that God will deliver us. It does say that we will never fall in the enemy trap or experience illnesses, but take confidence here that God will deliver us out of those things. That lieutenant who was shot in the chest, he was delivered that moment. Some of you may go through lengthy illnesses only to recover. And the fact is that some of us, will never recover from an illness and will eventually die. But remember this, God says he will deliver us. One day, we will be changed. We become a spirit body and a spirit, and we will know Christ because we will become just like him. We will be changed. We will be delivered to God at that time. Long life and salvation in the final verse here applies mostly to us at this time. But remember this, as God does bless people with longevity, remember this, that Jesus Christ only lived 33 years to serve God's purpose. So whatever the time and length of our years is for a purpose. At the feast, I heard an interesting quote. Yeah, is when you come back from the feast, are you going to find the world changed? I don't think we have. The question then is, have we changed? Are we relying on God for his promises and protection? And that way we'll be example to the world of God's ways.